It's the Cardinals and the Rockies on Star Wars night from Busch Stadium. Let's pick it up bottom one. Cardinals down 2-0, but Paul DeJong is ready to pounce.
Swings and hits it deep into right center. This is trouble. It may tie the game. Oh, yeah, we are tied 2-2.
Carlos Martinez into right base hit. Drives in a run. Long. Will Tess Gonzalez. No throw. Love to see that. First to third. And this game is tied at 4. Here's a 1-2. Carpenter rips it into right field. A run will score. Martinez on his way to third. The ball got away. Here comes Carlos. He will score. Carpenter to third. No one's there. Let's have some fun here at Busch.
Yachty's one for three tonight. He smokes one fair past the third and into the corner. That's going to score 2. Jerko's around second, heads for third, and he'll score as the Cardinals now lead it 9-5.
The Cardinals finish off a 3-game sweep as they take it 10-5. Paul DeJong now has 8 home runs in July. That's a new rookie franchise record for the month, surpassing the mark of Rip Rapolsky from 1953. In other news, the Rockies have acquired reliever Pat Neshek and cash considerations from the Phillies in exchange for 3 minor league players. Matt Carpenter drilled a tie-breaking 2-run double in the 4th inning and then showed off his heads-up base-running skills as he took third base on an errant throw by Charlie Blackman, as Carpenter would then score moments later on a sac fly to make it 7-4 St. Louis. Carpenter shared his thoughts with the media following the Cardinals' 10-5 win over Colorado.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we got some young, hungry guys up here right now putting on a show, really. I mean, what Paul's been able to do for us is short, and then Bader contributing last 2 nights. And like you said, just all around good baseball. It's been fun to play.
Do you sense that the young guys brought a little bit of energy?
For sure. You know, like I said, these guys are hungry and, you know, playing an exciting brand of baseball.
Since June 7th, you're hitting .302. The on-base percentage has been there all year long. Offensively, do you feel like it's coming around?
Yeah, you know, I do. I feel like it's definitely gotten better. I'm still not where I'm at. I'm working every day to get back to where I feel, you know, at my best. But it's a work in progress. It's been a tough season so far, but I'm hoping to finish strong.
It was a bumpy outing for Carlos Martinez as he gave up 5 runs through 6, but the offense more than did their part, as the Cardinals finished off a 3-game sweep of the Rockies, winning on Wednesday 10-5. Here is St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny.
Pretty good. You know, I think he got better as he went. Looked like he was having a little bit of trouble finding his rhythm. You know, we got to help him find something that'll let him get into that good feel early. And the first is one that's been a nemesis for him. And you know, that's a good lineup. You know, we got to make sure that we're sharp and ready to go right in the top when you're facing that top of the lineup. And it was nice to see the offense rebound quick and get us right back into it and give Carlos a chance to settle in. I thought he did settle in and made some better pitches.
Yeah, Mike, when you look at this series, why was this series different than the previous 3 in this after the All-Star break?
I think we just had everything we were looking for. I mean, starting pitching's been good, and we just were able to finish. And we also gave our pitching a little bit more room by being able to put up double digits. Makes things look a lot better. But guys made plays, I thought, the whole series. I thought yesterday included just a well-played game. It's nice to see some guys come out of the pen and start to build on some confidence. A big inning by Brebbia right there. Thought O was much sharper. I think that's a huge step forward for him. And yesterday the story was Rosie coming in and being very, very good. And so I believe our bullpen is going to come along and match, you know, what our starters are doing. And we're just going to have to figure out which guys in which situations can get that job done. But we need them all a little more confident. And I think this series helped with that. Yeah, and 4th inning, you know, we were able to get the walks and then getting a timely hit, you know, and having some damage. And speed helps. We're not getting doubled up, and, you know, with Colton there, and it keeps the inning going. And Carlos, big hit, and Tommy with situational hitting, and, you know, guys jamming up the bases ahead of that. And, it's exciting to watch when the guys kind of get in a good rhythm and they're expecting good things to happen. And whether it's offensively, defensively, or pitching.
What do you see the right blend in this lineup. You're switching around here, and then obviously Dexter on the DL led to some of this. But what do you make of the blend you've seen in this lineup and why it's been successful?
I think a lot has to do, you know, all the way across. You got some of the veteran players who are taking quality key at-bats, and then you've got some really exciting young players that are just ready to go show what they're capable of doing, and they're doing it. And guys that are making things happen. We talked yesterday about, you know, the way Bader is showing his speed, how that's going to create opportunities for him for pressure on the defense and then get on base and make things happen and drawing infields in. And, you know, those sort of things are already playing out. And just keep them, you know, making good plays in the outfield and, you know, just keep having fun. It looks like they are. I mean, a group of them all come up together that are now having a chance to step into the mix of a team that's in contention here. And they're not phased, and it's fun to watch them.
The Cardinals continue their homestand on Thursday as the Diamondbacks come to town.